This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, let's run through some political items quickly, and you can react. Text in and defend Trump bouncing back and forth on the tariffs. Okay, I don't believe in tariffs. I'm a free trader. I don't believe I'm getting walked on. So some strong negotiations, get it. But if you're going to change your mind every week or two, or every day or two, nobody's going to believe you. Okay? The consumers are not going to believe you. The other countries are not going to believe you. The economic indicators are not going to believe you. And Joe Biden had inflation, and it was lousy. Let's repeat, lousy. Some of it unavoidable after the economy came to a halt. And yes, in some ways, better than other Western nations. But it didn't slow down quick enough. And that played an enormous part in initially Biden and eventually Harris losing decisively to Donald Trump. Donald Trump told us over and over and over and over again what prices would go down right away. We've had this conversation many times. If you bought that, you were naive and you really were foolish. But prices aren't going down, ladies and gentlemen. They're going up. And again, avian flu and egg prices, that's out of Donald Trump's control. Let's admit, if Biden or Harris was president, Trump would be blaming Biden. In fact, he did in the speech the other day. But market getting crushed again. Consumer confidence waning. Job losses significant. Job hirings much lower than expected. And a lot of it is uncertainty. You can't play the ping pong game. It doesn't work. There has to be some level of a plan. Stay with it and don't change every 5 minutes. You can react to that. 651-461-9226. There are a couple reports out, Dave, from informed sources saying that this country actually cut our funding to Ukraine days before the now infamous meeting in the White House with Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. Some outlets are reporting that. If that's further confirmed, then that's also complete fraudulence. Then you know what that tells us, Dave? Then it was a setup. I didn't as much buy the setup thing. I just bought that Trump is so used to having people kiss his butt, and he wanted Zelensky to kiss his butt. And even when Zelensky was trying to say thank you, they were jumping in because it wasn't enough for dear leader. But if that turns out true, Dave, that they'd already cut the funding when he came there to sign the minerals agreement, Good luck defending that one, don't you think?
No, they'll find a way. They'll find a way.
That's fair. That is fair. Let's get to another one. Today, the House censored Representative Al Green. He's the one who stood up and will not let Donald Trump continue his speech. I said on the show Tuesday, I said in a tweet Tuesday, the Democrats should all show up. They didn't. And should act in a respectful way. They did not. I thought they looked small. And oh, by the way, I don't forget Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert yelling at Joe Biden. I don't forget, I guess I'm forgetting his first name, Representative Wilson yelling at Barack Obama, you lied. Those were disturbances too. They're not as bad, I don't think, as literally Representative Greene not sitting down, shouting at Donald Trump that you don't have a mandate. Now, when Trump is talking about decorum, I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing and talking about professionalism because we certainly know he shows that a lot, and he certainly showed that a lot in 20 when he lost the election. But in this case, you had 10 Democrats vote to censure Representative Green. Anytime on an issue when it's not just either party hypnotized by their talking points, I pay attention. I thought the representative was well out of line. What I will say is I don't expect, though, any Republicans, the next time a Republican is out of line, to vote and censure, sanction, whatever it might be, because Trump would be furious about that. So for the Democrats who did that, I'm glad. Good. He was wrong. Let's see that same level from the Republicans occasionally when you're not just terrified that Donald Trump will get upset. And then the last one, 651-461-9226. Quick political hits and you can respond. Donald Trump yesterday, Dave, put out the tweet, last warning, Hamas. We talked about this yesterday with former Congressman Dean Phillips, another great conversation with Dean. You could podcast that anywhere you get our podcast, Chad Hartman Show. Where I asked Dean Phillips, would you negotiate with Hamas? He said no. I said I would have a conversation with them, but I have zero credibility in what they would say. So yesterday, Donald Trump in a tweet said, last warning, turn over everybody. And Hamas basically said, nope. Are we just going to keep talking this way? I'm not looking for World War III there. I'm not looking for World War III in Ukraine. But is this again just bluster? Is this again Donald Trump saying, do this, do this, do this, and then he does it? Because he threatened Hamas before. What was it, to obliterate him? I forget what it was. And then nothing happened. He can be forceful in ways. I got it. I'm not saying he shrinks. But if you keep doing this and keep saying it, including with tariffs and other areas, and you know prices are going to go down, I would hope occasionally supporters would say, yeah, I still like you, but man, your word really doesn't measure up. So I'm going to be very curious on Trump and Hamas, because the last time he was asked about it, he said, well, that's up to Bibi Netanyahu. That's what he said. And then yesterday, last warning before we step in. Which is it? What do you want to say on any of these topics through a text? 651-461-9226. I want to once again talk about Stretch Labs. We're not on tomorrow, so a couple more Stretch Labs. We got a Twins game tomorrow, so you enjoy Twins baseball. Stretch Lab, as Susie said, because Susie attends Stretch Lab, I have a lot of friends who either already attend Stretch Lab or I've told them about it. I bring Quentin there. Kathleen goes. Friends go. It's stretchlab.com. They have great trained therapist specialists at 11 locations in town. If you just need your mind right to settle it, to relax, well, an expert is giving you the full body stretch, the upper body stretch, the lower body stretch, you can have it. They've got ones that are 25 minutes. They have ones that are 50 minutes. They'll work with you different ways. They'll bring more mobility to your body, decrease some of that soreness, and in some ways eliminate some of that soreness. Half off your first stretch. If you tell them about this spot on CCO, check them out today. Stretchlab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
What happened?
Good question. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
We got a malfunction here.
Well, we're capable of having those malfunctions where the whole board shuts down. So, is there new equipment in yet?
It's on the way. You just wait. Hold tight, Jen.
Let's get to some of the texts. When it comes to Ukraine, Trump must do everything to show zero support for Ukraine. Trump has spent time in Russia. Putin is sly enough that he has something on Trump from his time in Russia. I don't know what he has on him, Dave, but I'm perpetually baffled why Donald Trump is as soft as he is on Vladimir Putin and Russia. Why is it when Republicans negotiate an exchange, three hostages for the release of hundreds of prisoners from the bad side, it's no big deal. But when Democrats do the same, it's the worst thing ever. It should have been equal towards Republicans. That's ideologues talking about ideologues, right? You know, it's an incredibly difficult situation when you have an American held hostage or you have the Israelis held hostage by Hamas. Because you're not negotiating with reasonable, decent individuals, and you can't strike a fair deal. So, yeah, there is plenty, Dave, don't you think, partisan reaction to both sides. And it's also easy for a candidate to say, I'll never do that. Nope, not with me, not when I'm the president, not when I'm the leader or prime minister, whatever it might be. And then all of a sudden you're in charge and you get an opportunity to get a citizen of your country back. You do it, right?
Yes, of course you do. Yeah, like, shocking that in America, you know, hostage negotiations would somehow become partisan. But I think anytime you hear a politician say, I will never do that, I think your ears should go up right there. And we'll see. We'll see about that.
Another text here at 651-461-9226. How is the U.S. getting walked on? Explain that. The U.S. bullies its allies. It's not getting walked on. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. That's how Trump thinks, right? Trump's a bully. He thinks we should bully. And then he exaggerates. Oh, let's forget exact. He lies about what's happening with Canada and Mexico. Again, negotiate hard. use leverage, but you can't change your mind every other day. And honestly, that's what's happening with the tariffs, because again, today they announced in the last 2 hours, key parts of the tariffs with Mexico are delayed again. They've moved minimum 5 times already, and it's March 6th. Okay. You know, I don't believe in tariffs in the first place, but I also don't believe in changing every day. I have no idea where the tariffs might be tomorrow. And guess what? At this point, Dave, I don't think Donald Trump does either.
No, I don't think he does either. I wonder why the economy is the way it is.
Yeah. Because if you think the economy is better right now than it was on day one, you're not paying any attention. Now, if in the end, 6 months, a year from now, it's better, I will 1,000% acknowledge that. I hope it's right. I want our country to succeed at the highest level. Certainty and continuity would be a nice idea.